This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 17. Mr. Rabbit Nibbles Up the Butter.
"De animals and de creatures," said Uncle Remus, shaking his coffee around in the bottom of his tin cup, in order to gather up all the sugar, "dey kep on gittin' more and more familiars with one another, till bimeby 'twasn't long 'fore Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Possum got to sort of bunchin' their perwishins together in de same shanty. Atter a while de roof sort of 'gun ter leak, and one day Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Possum they 'semble for to see if they can't kinder patch her up. They had a big day's work in front of 'em, and they fotched a dinner wid 'em. They lumped the vittles up in one pile, and the butter what Brer Fox brung, they goes and puts in the spring house for to keep cool. And then they went to work, and 'twant long 'fore Brer Rabbit's stomach begun sort of growl and pester him. Dat butter Brer Fox sot heavy on his mind, and his mouth water every time he 'member 'bout it. Presently, he say to himself that he bleeds to have a nip at dat dere butter, and den he lay his plans, he did. Fust news you know, while dey was all workin' along, Brer Rabbit raise his head quick and fling his ears forward and holler out, 'Here I is, what you want with me?' And off he put like something was after him. He sallied round, old Brer Rabbit did, and atter he make sure that nobody ain't follerin' him, enter de spring house he bounces, and dar he stays twill he get a bait er butter. Den he saunter on back and go to work. 'Where you been?' said Brer Fox, says he. 'I hear my chillens callin' me,' said Brer Rabbit, says he, 'and I had to go see what they want. My old woman done got 'em tuck mighty sick,' says he. They work on twill bimeby de butter tastes so good that old Brer Rabbit wants some more. Den he raise up his head, he did, and holler out, 'Hey yo, hold on, I'm comin'!' And off he put. This time he stay right smart while, and when he get back, Brer Fox asks him where he been. 'I've been to see my old woman, and she's a sinkin',' says he. Directly Brer Rabbit hear him callin' him again, and off he goes, and this time, bless your soul, he gets the butter out so clean that he can see hisself in the bottom of the bucket. He scrape it clean and lick it dry, and then he go back to work lookin' more summer than a nigger what the patrollers had a holt on. 'How's your old woman this time?' said Brer Fox, says he. 'I'm obliged to you, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he, 'but I'm afeard she's done gone by now.' And that sort of make Brer Fox and Brer Possum feelin' moanin' with Brer Rabbit. By and by, when dinner time come, they all got out to vittles, but Brer Rabbit keep on lookin' lonesome. And Brer Fox and Brer Possum, they sort of rustle around for to see if they can't make Brer Rabbit feel sort of splimmy. 'What's that, Uncle Remus?' asked the little boy. 'Sort of splimmy splammy, honey. Sort of like he in a crowd. Sort of like his old woman ain't dead as she might be. You know how folks does when it gets where people's a-moanin'.' The little boy didn't know, fortunately for him. And Uncle Remus went on. Brer Fox and Brer Possum rustle round, they did, getting out the vittles. And by and by Brer Fox, he say, says he, 'Brer Possum, you run down to the spring and fetch the butter, and I'll sell round here and set the table,' says he. Brer Possum, he lope off after the butter, and directly here he come loping back with his ears a-tremblin' and his tongue a-hangin' out. Brer Fox, he holler out, 'What the matter now, Brer Possum?' says he.
'You all better run here, folks,' says Brer Possum, says he. 'The last drop of dat butter done gone.'
'Where's she gone?' said Brer Fox, says he.
"'Look like she dry up,' said Brer Possum, says he. Den Brer Rabbit, he looked sort of solemn, he did, and he up and say, says he, "'I spec that butter melt in somebody mouth,' says he. Den dey went down to de spring wid Brer Possum, and sho' nuff the butter done gone. Whilst dey was sputin' over dat wonderment, Brer Rabbit say he see tracks all round dar, and he point out dat if dey all go to sleep, he can catch the chap which stole the butter. Den dey all lie down, and Brer Fox and Brer Possum, dey soon drapped off to sleep. But Brer Rabbit, he stay wake. And when de time come, he raise up easy and smear Brer Possum mouth with the butter on his paws. And den he run off and nibble up the best of the dinner what dey left layin' out. And den he come back and wake up Brer Fox and show him the butter on Brer Possum mouth. Den dey wake up Brer Possum and tell him about it. But of course Brer Possum's denying it to the last. Brer Fox, though, he's a kinder lawyer, and he argified this way, that Brer Possum was the first one at the butter, and the first one fur to miss it, and mo'n dat, dare hang the signs on his mouth. Brer Possum see that dey got him jammed up in the corner, and den he up and say that the way fur to catch the man what stole the butter is to build a big brush heap and set her afire, and all hands try to jump over, and the one what fall in, den he the chap what stole the butter. Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, they is both agreed, they did, and they whirl in, they build that brush heap, and they build her high, and they build her wide, and then they touch her off. When she got to blazing up good, Brer Rabbit, he took the first turn. He sort of step back, look round, and giggle. And over he went more samer than a bird flying. Then come Brer Fox. He got back a little further, and spit on his hands, and lit out and made the jump. And he come so nigh getting in that the end of his tail caught fire. "Ain't you never seen no fox, honey?" inquired Uncle Remus in a tone that implied both conciliation and information. The little boy thought probably he had, but he wouldn't commit himself. "Well, then," continued the old man, "next time you see one of 'em, you look right close and see if the end of his tail ain't white. It's just like I tell you. They bars the scar that brush heap down to this day. They are marked. That's what they is. They are marked." "And what about Brother Possum?" asked the little boy. "Old Brer Possum, he took a running start, he did, and he come lumbering along, and he lit kerblam right in the middle of that fire, and that was the last of old Brer Possum."
"But Uncle Remus, Brother Possum didn't steal the butter after all," said the little boy, who was not at all satisfied with such summary injustice.
"Dat what make I say what I does, honey. In this world, lots of folks has got to suffer for the other folks' sins. Look like it's mighty wrong, but it's that way. Tribulation seem like she's a-waitin' round the corner fur to catch one and all of us, honey."
End of chapter.